Good morning from a rain-splattered Cork. You might be able to hear the drops of rain falling on the roof of my car and on the windshield. I have a few minutes before a meeting, so I thought I'd record an audio boo. Storytelling. I'm transitioning. I'm moving away from telling my clients' stories purely through photographs to helping them tell their story through words, through video, through audio as well. I'm expanding my vocabulary, my storytelling vocabulary, if you like. And I'm hoping to expand my business as I expand my vocabulary. Now, one of the challenges that I'm facing is that a lot of businesses don't think they have a story worthy of telling. And of course they do. Now, I'm not saying we all have to have stories that are as captivating and as exciting as an Indiana Jones adventure. But consumers do like to hear the stories of the companies from whom they buy. It humanises the companies. So one of my challenges is to explain to companies that they do have a story to tell. Not only that, that there's an audience that is actually very interested in what they have to say and would like to know more. The other challenge that I face, which is actually a more difficult one in many ways, is that a lot of companies don't want to tell stories because their brand doesn't allow them to. So they have a brand, but actually the brand doesn't really reflect properly what the company is all about. And it's therefore very hard to go out into the world and tell stories. If there's a disconnect between how you present yourself through your brand and who you actually are, well, you're in trouble. Because if you tell stories based on your brand, well, you're a barefaced liar, really. So you have to tell stories based on who you really are. And I think there's a challenge in the marketplace these days, even though social media has exploded, that a lot of companies are afraid to show who they really are. They'd rather hide behind a brand identity that has absolutely no connection with who they are themselves. So there's another challenge for the professional storyteller to overcome. So anyway, I just thought I'd put out some thoughts while I was waiting for my meeting to start here in a rainy Cork about transitioning from somebody who tells stories purely through photography to somebody who's transitioning into someone who tells stories using a wider vocabulary, words, pictures, video, and audio.